Hello and welcome to the Hellas Football Podcast. I'm your host Stephen, and joining me today on this very special European draw, special as it were, is firstly Christian. How are you, Christian?
Yeah, going very well, Steve. And as we sort of touched on before we started recording, what a crazy last few hours it's been, for Greek football. And we always say it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Michael's my favorite quote from Michael, the gift that keeps on giving. You're telling me. And also we have Nigor. How are you doing, mate?
Good. I can't believe we're doing this bonus episode very late on a Friday night here on the east coast of Australia. Very excited.
Yeah, well, Christine was saying it's and pretty much end of the evening for you guys, whereas with me it's slap bang in the middle of the day to about 2:15 PM at the time of recording. So yeah, it's like Christian said, my goodness me, it's been a busy day. It's been transfer deadline day in the UK. The Efenagi squad has been announced, which we won't talk about in this episode. We'll talk about it more next week when Greece are more focused on during the international break. And we've had the draws in the Europa League and Europa Conference League for all Greek clubs. Before we get to that, we have to quickly talk about how each of those clubs reached the Europa League and Europa Conference League respectively. So we're going to start with AEK, who got knocked out of the Champions League playoffs against Royal Antwerp 2-1 on the night in Hagia Sophia and 3-1 on aggregate. Just quickly talk about this one, guys. Bit of a disappointment, but at the end of the day, Antwerp are a very organized team and got the better of AEK on the night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And, as much as we would have loved to see, of course, our champions, play in the big league, but yeah, the champions of Belgium, not to be underestimated. It's a great comp. So, as we touched on with Braga and Panathinaikos, there's no shame in losing to Antwerp if I was like, yeah, of course, you want to win, but it's not like a terrible loss either.
Yeah, and I think it's Greg said in the chat. Obviously, Greg's not here to talk about his team. Hopefully, he will be very soon. Then it's a bit, it is a shame for both clubs because it's money lost, and that's a lot of money to get into the Champions League group stages. But yeah, as I'm sure Nigor, you've been saying, and will reiterate, it's better competitively for you guys to be in the Europa League and AEK as well. Yeah, and on that front, it's better for Greek clubs to be in, like not be the whipping boys in the Champions League and at least have a chance of getting out of the group in the Europa League. But we'll talk about that in a bit. So we'll just quickly jump on Panathinaikos. Unfortunately, Nigor didn't make it to the Champions League. Same aggregate score, you got knocked out on as AEK 3-1 and 1-0 at Leoforos. Not Leoforos, sorry, it was at Oaka, wasn't it?
In the Europa League group stage matches, the three home matches will also be played at Oaka as well. That's confirmed. As for this
Yes.
game against Braga, look, at least we've got our magical night in front of 60, just under 62,000 fans at Oaka. The
Amazing.
atmospheres, the videos, what I would have given to have been there, that looked like one of the best atmospheres I've seen ever from Panathinaikos, from Gate 13 and all the fans as a whole. As for the game itself, much like we were the underdogs, just very frustrating in the circumstances because we created so many great chances and controlled the game and it was in our hands and we knew we needed to score to be any chance and to be nil at the end of it. It's just so frustrating and devastating. Again, of course, Europa was the mission. We got there. That's fine. All well and good. But to be so close yet so far is a real kick in the teeth.
Yeah, and I think that both teams can take a lot of sort of confidence from getting this close to the Champions League because you guys last season got knocked out at the first port of call by I think it was Slavia Praha who knocked you out, and then
Prague in the
AEK,
Conference League. In the Conference League.
yeah, and AEK the same in the Conference League last season, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a real shame. It's a real progression for the Greek clubs. And we have four Greek teams in Europe, so that's a really, really good thing, especially for the coefficient. But yeah, disappointing for AEK and Panathinaikos to not get to the Champions League, but Europa League is still a very good competition to be in. And so just to quickly move to the Europa League, Olympiacos reached the Europa League group stages via the playoffs, destroyed Cukarecki from Serbia over three leg over two legs, sorry. 3-0 on the night. Masuras with a nice goal, same with Pep Biel and Baniotis Retzos in the second half. with a header from a corner from Kostas Fortunis, who made his 300th appearance for Olympiacos in all competitions. So very pleased for Fortunis as well, and very professional, very pleased that we comfortably dispatched Jukarecki. We look more like our old selves, and we'll go into the groups obviously in very shortly, but I think that this Olympiacos team will do some good things in Europe this season. Fingers crossed. But yeah, that's, I mean, Christian, you're an Olympiacos fan too. Any additions to the game, to the tie against Jukarecki?
Yeah, I mean, as you just said, it was pretty routine. I mean, there was not much that we could complain about. I mean, aside from the first leg goal we conceded. But, you know, good to see, I think, Biel, you know, get off the mark in Europe. I think he's going to need a big, you know, group stage to help us get, you know, far in that competition and against the opponents we'll have, which we'll get into. You know, Retzos continuing his, you know, good form. I mean, not known for scoring goals, obviously, but, you know, his confidence is building. You know, part of another solid clean sheet. And, you know, Masuras, you know, I think bringing up 50 goals in the shirt as well, which is really good.
Yes, very good, very true. And it's 3 goals in 2 games for Masuras because he scored twice against Atromitos on the weekend. So yeah, huge confidence building for the club, and it just shows that Diego Martinez and Antonio Cordon have done amazing work early doors, and some more transfers to come in as of today, and probably as we're speaking right now, but we'll get into that probably at the end of the window, because the Greek window ends a little bit later than the main one does today. So finally, we go to the Europa Conference League, where Balogh decimated hearts of Scotland and Edinburgh, as it were. You know, Tyson with the double, Brandon as well in the 23rd minute, and obviously the light of Greek football, Yannis Gonzandelias, scoring two. So very, very encouraging result for Balogh. You know, over both legs, they comfortably defeated Hearts, and that means they entered the Europa Conference League group stages as second seeds, if I'm not mistaken. So good on them. Any thoughts from you guys?
I did catch the highlights of this one sort of earlier tonight. Just and yeah, this was routine. This second leg, like Hearts couldn't get near them. I think Paul, you know, once they got that second goal, that was pretty much curtains. And then the second half, they just I think caught them a couple of times on the counter attack, and yeah, that was all she wrote essentially. So very much a breeze.
Nico, you were muted, but you were going to try say something about Balk, I believe.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it was very good. This is what you want. Balk should be beating most teams in the Conference League, not
For
just in
sure.
these qualifiers, also in any group. We know what their group looks like now, but as I said, they should be beating most sides in the Conference League.
Yeah, so good, great win for Balk, and they are obviously in the. We'll talk about them in the Europa Conference League draw very shortly. But now, guys, we can go to the main topic of this podcast, and that is the Europa League draw. So it was very long-winded, as all the draws tend to be with UEFA, because they decided that they needed an opening ceremony. And you know, we don't need to talk about the Champions League. The Champions League sucks. We've got Europa League and Europa Conference League is where it's really at. But that, yeah, I guess we start. I mean, I guess rather than starting with the champions, AEK and then Panathinaikos and Olympiacos, as we've been doing so far, we'll start with the first group, because the first group contains Olympiacos, and it's a tough one. I'm not gonna lie. We drew the Europa Conference League champions, West Ham, opponents from last season who demolished us in both games, Freiburg from Germany, and we have a newcomer to Europe. It's Bakir Topola, if I probably botched that, probably have. So yeah, very tough group for Olympiacos. West Ham, you know, I'm based in London, so you bet your ass I'm going to go see that game away if I can. And yeah, it's going to be a tough one, guys. I think Olympiacos can aim for top two, because Freiburg last season played us at our very worst, and I think this Olympiacos team, especially at home, will have an opportunity to get past Freiburg in that game. West Ham will be a very tough opponent in both games, no matter what. And the other team, no disrespect to them, I don't know anything about Bakir Topola, but you'd assume that Olympiacos would at least beat those two home and away to minimum secure third place, which would give them Europa Conference League football for next year. So second place, I reckon, is possible. Third place at the very, very worst for Olympiakos. Guys, give me your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, I think immediately when you look at the group, it's one West Ham, two Freiburg, Olympiakos third, and then fourth. I'm not going to bother trying to pronounce that Serbian team's name, but yeah, that's what you look at immediately. But as you sort of touched on, Stephen, we're a much different side to the one that played Freiburg last season in the same comp. Like they dismantled us at home. We were just about a rabble back then, and then the actual return leg in Germany when Michel was coach, we actually took them all the way, and we were unlucky enough to, I think, win that one. So
Yeah.
I think, you know, we'll give second a good crack. West Ham, I think you almost put your mortgage on them finishing first. That'll be too tough, I think, to get, but second definitely doable, and third at a bare minimum, as you said.
Nigo, any thoughts on Olympiakos's group?
I've got some thoughts. I think Christian's on the money with West Ham first and the Serbians last. I'm gonna go a bit different. I think Olympiakos will get second.
You think so? You're more confident than the two Olympiakos fans in the group, in the chat.
The catch is though, there's a, not a what's the word? Not even not a temptation. But if Olympiakos was to finish third, for example, and the same goes for the other two Greek clubs, they can do more damage in the Conference League knockouts in the new year.
Yeah, Nick, they might play each other if they get that far. You never know.
Yeah.
If they get past the playoff round in the Europa Conference League, they can
But
very much play each other in that
again,
stadium.
this episode is just immediate live reaction sort of thing. The draws have just been concluded, and my live reaction is, yeah, Olympiakos is in a direct battle with Freiburg for second. I think they will get second.
Yeah, and it's not, and look, I don't want to be a pessimist and say Olympiakos are not good enough to finish second. I think there's a chance, but a Freiburg last season just scared me from last season scared me so much. But I hope that the team goes out and tries to get revenge, and that will be what motivates them. And I think particularly at home, I'm confident we can beat them at home, definitely. Away is a different kettle of fish. But look, if Olympiakos can beat Freiburg at home and try and get a result against West Ham at home as well, and beat. I'm going to try and pronounce it. Topala bleh, in both games, I think they stand a good chance of finishing second. But like I said, if we stay in Europe in the new year, then I don't think that's the worst result for Olympiakos. But yes, enough of Olympiakos. We move to the group of death, which contains AEK Athens, and blimey, the champions have a tough ask. So we have Ajax, Marseille, Brighton and Hove Albion against AEK Athens. And I'm sorry, AEK fans, but I'm gonna be the I'm, as pessimistic as I tend to be with my own club, it's hard for me to justify putting AEK anywhere but fourth. I think Marseille is a team that you guys, Nigo Panathinaikos, managed to beat over two legs just about. And maybe if they're not as very organized by the time Ajax play them, there's a chance they could get something against them. But Ajax, who are rebuilding from a poor season, and Brighton, who are one of the most progressive sides in the Premier League, it's going to be a tough one. Boys, give me your thoughts. Is there any hope for Ajax in this group?
No, no, in short,
No.
they're doing well, and this is we just have to call it as we see it. Again, these are live reactions, but they're doing well if they can win one game out of the six.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, like with the Olympiakos group, immediately you look on paper and it's an instant fourth finish. I think Panathinaikos proved, Nicole, that Marseille are gettable, like in some way, because yeah, you look on paper, that squad is stacked. But you know, over two legs, you guys had their measure, albeit took penalties in the second leg to get there, but you still got over them. And you know what? With Brighton, brilliant side. I'm not going to knock them one bit for, you know, a sixth place finish last season. They're stacked with quality, you know, from goalkeepers to strikers, you know, all over. But you know, they're not as really accustomed to, I guess, this amount of competitions in one season, right? So, I mean, I just think if Arca on their best, get Brighton on not such a good day, you know, tired from all the commitments, whether it's League Cup, you know, conference. There's a tiny bit of a possibility there, but I reckon third is probably realistically the best they will get.
I think they will.
Not
If
impossible for
they
second. Yeah. Not impossible, but
get
I think third,
third,
yeah.
that's amazing. If they get third, they're up against it even for third.
And I guess it just depends on how seriously those teams take. Because, like you said, Brighton will take this seriously because it's their first berth in Europe, but they are still in the League Cup and they will be in the FA Cup, even though those start till later in the year, and the Premier League too, where they'll want to try and get Europe again. And you know, it's more down to Ajax and Marseille, who are more consistently in the Champions League, who will take if they take this seriously. But the Europa League is a better competition than it was 10 years ago, and so they will take it seriously.
Do if Ajax will get first there, do we not think so?
I see the thing with Ajax, they're a weird one because they didn't have the best of times. But if they've done like a Olympiacos style rebuild, I think you could argue any of those three could be top. And if they
Yeah.
take points off of each other, there is a chance that Ajax could sneak into that third place. I think second is too much to ask of them. But look, anything to get Europe next season, I think. Sorry, next year would be
We.
a amazing for Ajax. So sorry, Ajax fans. Try not to be too negative on you guys, but it is the group of death. Apologies.
Yeah, group of death.
So last Europa League group is you guys, and you got Panathinaikos, and you have an intriguing group, I will say. I think so. The clear favourites in that group are Villarreal, who are winners of the competition previously. You have Rennes from France, and you have one of my least favourite clubs from last season, Maccabi Haifa from Israel. Nick, you know what? I think you could be quietly confident in this one. Rennes are probably the biggest unknown for me in this group, but you never know with Panathinaikos. I mean, they're your team, so what do you think?
Again, immediate reaction is could have been better, could have been worse. Overall, relatively happy. I'll take it. As you said, first is probably out of the picture. I don't think we've got it in us to be at that consistent level across what is it, about a 3 month period to get first. Villarreal, in saying that, is not the team they were under Unai Emery a couple of years ago. I don't think they're anywhere near that level, which is a positive for us. I think. Stade Rennes, I remember Villa, Aston Villa playing against them in a pre-season friendly early last season, over a year ago. Only so much you can take from it, but I was not impressed in the slightest by them. Maccabi Haifa, for me, is the question mark. If Panathinaikos wants to be a serious European club like the old days, we've got to be taking 6 points out of the possible six against them. So I see
Yeah, I
it
think,
as
yeah.
beat the Israelis home and away, beat the French at home, draw away. Then you got the two games against Villarreal as a free hit, and Villarreal, familiar foes. I remember very well the 2008 Champions League knockout stages. They knocked us out in round of 16. Time for revenge. Karagounis scored the bomb goal away.
Yeah, I think, you know, Maccabi Haifa. What the Israeli champions, I think they were. So that can't be taken lightly. And as Steve and I saw firsthand last season, you know, they tore us apart at home. We saw the
Embarrassing.
end of Martin. Yeah, as I see Steve shaking his head, didn't want me to bring that up, but and neither did I, to be fair. But and you know, I think what Rennes might have finished, I think fourth in, you know, the French top flight last season. So that's nothing to scoff at. Villarreal, as they often are. Always in the top eight in some random position, you know, when most seasons finish over there in Spain. So, as Nicholas said, you know, I think, yeah, you could be better, could be worse. I think they've probably got the best chance of getting a top two spot out of all the teams, you know, that we've got competing in the Europa.
Yeah, so like we've said, I mean, all of these teams are very much the type that Panathinaikos, you know, it's not the worst group, it's not the best group, as Nico said. So I think you can be quietly confident of maybe getting second. Third place, I think, should be the absolute minimum
Yeah.
for Panathinaikos, as it is with all the other Greek clubs, because we want all our Greek teams in Europe. And Nigo, I have no shame in saying, please, can you decimate Maccabi Haifa for me? Because that'd be a little bit of a revenge on my part, because they embarrassed us last season when, understandably, we were rubbish, but we shouldn't have lost to them in over two legs and not 4-0 at home. That was particularly
Yeah, I
horrendous.
remember that. I
Yep.
remember. If we're a serious club, we're beating them home and away. No
Yes,
excuses.
I would say
Can't
so too.
take any excuses. We've got to be serious now.
And well, guys, I guess that's the Europa League done. So all the big the three Greek clubs in Europa League, best of luck to them. It's going to be tough no matter who you have as your team in the Europa League. But hopefully we can have as many Greek clubs qualify for the knockout stages of the Europa League or at least reach the Conference League. And speaking of the Conference League, which has been drawn less than an hour ago, let me just bring it up. So Balk in the Europa Conference League group stages, they were second seeded, as I said before, and they drew Frankfurt from Germany, Helsinki, and Aberdeen. So Balk have another Scottish team to play against. This is an intriguing one too, isn't it? Because Balk, as you said, Nico, should really be one of the better sides in this competition early doors. Frankfurt are a tough team. I don't know if they're quite, again, when Olympiakos played them 2 seasons ago in the Europa League, I don't think they're quite the same team as they were back then when they went on
No.
to win it. But they are still going to be a difficult side. Helsinki, I'm no idea about whatsoever, if I'm being completely honest. And Aberdeen, obviously, one of the bigger Scottish sides. But Balk have just shown that they can beat Scottish teams home and away. So I think second place is, they should be. I think they actually should consider themselves the second best team in that group and finish second, if I'm being completely frank. Any thoughts from you guys?
Yeah, agree. Second. They'll beat Aberdeen. They'll beat the unknown is the Finnish club because they've got to go there up there to Finland in the winter months.
That's going to be tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Overall,
think.
yeah, the Germans will be favoured and Bulk second.
Yeah, I'll third that for Balk second. And, Eintracht Frankfurt probably, again, they've got a mortgage on first place just because you never write off those German sides at all. Helsinki, I think, yeah, first, they're the champions of their comp. So, again, whilst you should beat them, you don't take them lightly. And Aberdeen, we saw what, Park did the Hearts. Aberdeen might have finished third, but they've probably got a bit of confidence against Scottish opposition. So no excuses not to get second, at least.
And I guess to be fair, when talking about Helsinki and going up there when it's cold in Finland, going up to Scotland will be just as cold. So that'll be a tough one for Balk to go away to. But like we said, I think you have to say that they should beat the two teams below them as many times as possible. Oh, four would be great. And then Eintracht Frankfurt, maybe a great Tumba atmosphere will invigorate them to get a result against Frankfurt in then and away. In Frankfurt, Olympiakos found it very difficult, although we were unlucky both games against them, actually, I'd say back then. But yeah, Balk have a reasonably decent chance of getting out of the groups in the Europa Conference League. But yeah, I guess that's everything. Is there any lasting thoughts, you guys, on the draw and just going forward in general with these with our clubs in Europe?
Oh, look, I think we just want to see, as much as, we all follow, rival teams of each other. I think overall, we just want to see them all do well and just have a good crack and, jag multiple wins, just for the sake of the country. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would say so too. And after the just to say quickly, after the results of the week in the playoffs for all teams, Greece are 19th still, but we're catching up with 18th. We are getting there, and we're starting to get a little bit of a gap with 20th as well. So if we can get enough decent results in Europe during the group stages, hopefully we can try and push even further towards that desirable 15th place. I don't know if we'll reach it this season because that's a bit of an ask, but if we can gear ourselves up to try and push for 80 so for 15th next season, sorry, then it's great for Greek football. And all the like everyone's reiterated, all the best to all the Greek teams in Europe. And yeah, I guess all I can say now is thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for joining me, Christian and Nick, because it's been just an impromptu one, but it's been a fun one. So
Thank
yeah,
you, Steve. Good to be
thank
here.
you. And yeah, everyone,
Yeah,
give
bring it
us a
on.
five. Yeah, everyone, give us a 5-star review on all the podcast platforms you listen to us on, whether that be Apple, music or Spotify or anything you listen to, because we are on literally everything. And please follow all of our social medias at Hellas Footy. And yeah, the next time we chat will almost certainly be for the international break, when we talk about the Ethnic Gear squad and the games to come for them. So I'll catch you guys in a bit.